This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. If you're the type that reads food labels to see what the ingredients are, you're familiar with the usual suspects, the additives and preservatives, the sweeteners, a lot of stuff that ends in ide and ite and zine. There is, though, one ingredient that is pretty much everywhere now. Natural flavor is, by some counts, the fourth most common ingredient found in foods after salt, water, and sugar. Kind of does make you want to know exactly what natural flavors are, right? Good thing, then, we've got a series called I've Always Wondered.
If you wonder...
By asking 1,000 questions to get one answer, by brain work and blade work.
Sam Harnett's got today's installment.
Jean Beach is pouring herself a tall glass of iced tea. Before drinking, she turns the bottle around and checks the ingredient list.
I'm looking at my tea and it says water, natural flavors, oh, and then tea.
There's more natural flavoring in her tea than actual tea, which makes Beach wonder, what is this stuff?
Is it always the same natural flavor? What is it made of? And why wouldn't they just tell me if it's so natural, why isn't it listing what it is?
When it comes to flavors, Lisa Lefford says there are a lot of mysteries.
Right now, you know, it's just a big black box.
Lefford's is with the Center for Science in the Public Interest. She says you can't tell what flavors are by reading the label. We do know artificial flavors are entirely man-made. Natural flavors are processed from a substance found in nature. A wide range of substances.
Castoreum is a natural flavor extracted from the anal castor sacs of beavers. And it's used to help create a vanilla or occasionally a fruity taste. So in other words, vanilla flavor doesn't necessarily come from the vanilla bean.
Okay, you're probably not eating castoreum. It's expensive and primarily used in fragrances. Most natural flavors come from more obvious sources, herbs and fruit. The problem, Lefford says, flavors are not real food.
And the main reason to be concerned about flavors, whether they're natural or artificial, is that when they're in there, you can be pretty sure that something real and nutritious has been left out.
Raw ingredients can be tricky. They may be expensive or spoil. And in packaged food, they may not even taste right, says John Halligan. He's with the Flavor and Extract Manufacturers Association.
You can't achieve the same flavor sensation from just putting strawberries into a bottle and mixing water in. It's not going to taste like a strawberry to you.
Instead, companies craft their own strawberry flavors. Maybe they mix in a little fruit extract with some compounds processed from other plants, even trees. It doesn't have to be much. Professor Sue Ebler says a few drops of the right ingredients can make a big impact on flavor.
Parts per trillion level, that's a few molecules in a swimming pool kind of thing that we're talking about.
Ebler is a food scientist at the University of California, Davis. She says advances in science have helped companies understand which molecules influence taste. Ebler shows me a gas chromatograph, which breaks down the flavor components of a substance.
So you could pour Coca-Cola in there and then it would tell you what was in it? Is that... It
pretty much, although I wouldn't pour Coca-Cola straight in there.
Yeah, I'd make a bad scientist. Okay, to sum up, natural flavors are extracted from substances in nature and then recombined in packaged food for particular tastes. So why not explain what they are on ingredient labels? Well, companies want to keep their special formulas secret. Plus, what sounds more appetizing? Beaver castor sacs and a long list of chemicals? Or natural flavor? Pretty easy answer, says Marcia Cohen, professor at the UC Hastings College of Law.
Putting the word natural anywhere there gives you an aura. This is all about the aura, and that's why they're using it.
I call Beach back up to tell her what I found out. She's not impressed with the natural aura.
I feel less comfortable about natural flavors.
Really? She liked to avoid them altogether. Problem is, they are in so many things. In San Francisco, I'm Sam Harnett for Marketplace.
As always, if you've got a question you want answered, all you got to do is ask. There's a spot at marketplace.org where you can do just that.